President Trump returned to Washington this morning after his first visit to U.S. troops in a combat zone, that secret trip to Iraq yesterday. While there, he told U.S. troops, "The Democrats don't want to let us have strong borders." This morning, he tweeted out about the ongoing partial government shutdown caused by the disagreement over his demand for a border wall, writing, "Do the Dems realize that most of the people not getting paid are Democrats?" NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley has been following the goings-on. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
So the president's critics are jumping on his bringing partisan politics to the troops, you know, assuming there are no Democrats among them, while telling them that Democrats don't want security. But outside of that, would you say this was a good moment for the president because he defied the critics who said he was afraid to go to a war zone?
It was certainly a dramatic moment for the president, a way to grab the spotlight. And it's usually a good look when a president plays the role of commander-in-chief, meets with the well-respected men and women in uniform who are out there serving their country. Typically, when presidents do that, though, they do steer clear of partisan politics. And as you mentioned, President Trump made no effort to do that. He treated this visit as if he were speaking to one of his own partisan campaign rallies, as opposed to nonpartisan members of the military who are representing presumably all Americans.
Well, let's listen to what he said about Syria, for instance. He told reporters how generals made repeated requests for more time to fight ISIS in Syria in the year leading up to the president's other surprise, the announcement last week that he's pulling troops from Syria. Let's listen.
And they said, "Sir, could we have 6 more months? I said, "Yep, you got 6 more months. Let's go." And I gave him 6 months. Then I said, "Let's get out." And they said, "Sir, could we have 6 more months? I said, "Yep, you got 6 more months. And then they said again recently, "Could we have more time?" I said, "Nope, you can't have any more time."
Now, in this case, he was speaking to reporters, but he's standing there, you know, with uniformed officers. It seemed odd to be sort of in some ways dissing the generals in front of the troops.
Well, and he did backpedal just a bit from some of the things he has said about the Islamic State. Just a week ago, he was tweeting that ISIS had been completely defeated. That was his rationale for withdrawing troops from Syria. But he now concedes what the military people have been saying, which is that while ISIS no longer controls substantial territory in either Iraq or Syria, their group has not been completely eliminated and could still pose a threat. It's certainly not a secret that the president has long been skeptical of, you know, foreign military entanglements. But it is interesting that he talked there about being guided by these 6-month timetables. Remember, former President Obama was sometimes criticized by Republicans for using a calendar rather than conditions on the ground to guide his troop decisions.
Yeah. Well, again, it's hard to imagine that he could talk about ISIS being defeated in front of troops who know the truth about ISIS in that region. But let's stay with that speech to the troops. Trump erroneously said he gave them their first raise in a decade. And then again, remarks.
I'm not sure that's erroneous. He's been called out on that multiple times. So I think he's deliberately distorting the facts.
I see what
there.
You're saying. He might have purposely said erroneously that he gave the troops their first raise in a decade. And then, again, talking to reporters, he tried to drive a wedge between the Democratic leaders, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, who, again, are against the border wall, which is the issue that started the government shutdown. Let's listen.
Nancy Pelosi is calling the shots, not Chuck. And Chuck wants to have this done. I really believe that. He wants to have this done. But she's calling the shots, and she's calling them because she wants the votes. And probably if they do something, she's not going to get the votes, and she's not going to be Speaker of the House. And that would be not so good for her.
What's going on here?
You know, this is very much the same point that the president made when Nancy Pelosi was sitting alongside Senator Chuck Schumer with him there in the Oval Office. And you might remember, Robin, future Speaker of the House said, "Mr. President, don't characterize my position or the strength of the Democrats who just won a substantial midterm election." I suspect she would say much the same if she'd been there with the president in Iraq. He is suggesting that she is acting out of weakness, and she would say quite the contrary, that she is doing the bidding of the people that gave Democrats a majority in the House.
Well, he probably well knows also that the name Nancy Pelosi is like an electric charge to a lot of his base. But just very briefly, just have a few seconds, 6th day of the shutdown, what's the sense of where it's going?
There are no obvious negotiations underway. The Senate is due to reconvene this afternoon, but that may be largely ceremonial. No real sign of back and forth. My colleagues on the Hill are suggesting any resolution is likely going to have to wait until Nancy Pelosi and the new Democratic House take office early next week. At that point, Democrats have promised to pass a bill aimed at reopening the parts of the government that are currently shut down, and maybe then we'll see some real talks.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.